Side 9. DeVille left to deal with the latest Trevor crisis. Teddy called an assistant and ordered mint tea. York was reading the letter again. When they were alone, he asked, "What if we separate them?"
"Yes, I was thinking of that. Do it quickly before they have time to confer. Send them to 3 prisons far apart, put them in isolation for a period of time. Make sure they have no phone privileges, no mail. Then what? They still have their secret. Any one of them could conceivably ruin Lake."
"I'm not sure we have the contacts within the Bureau of Prisons."
"It can be done. If necessary, I'll have a chat with the Attorney General."
"Since when did you become friends with the Attorney General?"
"It's a matter of national security.
3 crooked judges sitting in a federal prison in Florida can somehow affect national security? I'd like to hear that conversation." Teddy sipped his tea with his eyes closed, all 10 fingers on the cup.
"It's too risky," he whispered. "We make them mad, they become even more erratic. We can't take chances here."
"Suppose Argro can find their records," York said. "Think about it. These are con men, convicted criminals. No one will believe their story about Lake unless they have proof. The proof is documentation, pieces of paper, originals and copies of the correspondence. The proof exists somewhere. We find it, take it from them, then who will listen?" Another small sip with his eyes closed. Another long pause. Teddy shifted slightly in his chair and grimaced from the pain.
"True," he said softly. "But I'm worried about somebody on the outside. Somebody we know nothing about. These guys are a step ahead of us. They always will be. We're trying to figure out what they've known for some time. I'm not sure we'll ever catch up. Maybe they've thought about losing their little files. I'm sure the prison has rules against maintaining such paperwork, so they're already hiding things. The Lake letters are much too valuable not to copy again and stash on the outside."
"Trevor was the mailman. We've seen every letter he's carried out of Trumbull for the past month."
"We think we have, but we don't know for certain."
"But who?"
"Spicer has a wife. She's been to see him. Yarber's getting a divorce, but who knows what they're doing. She's visited in the past 3 months. Or maybe they're bribing guards to run mail for them. These people are bored, and they're smart. And they're very creative. We can't just assume we know everything they're up to. And if we make a mistake here, if we assume too much, then Mr. Aaron Lake gets himself shoved out of the closet."
"How? How would they do it?"
"Probably contact a reporter. Feed him one letter at a time until he was convinced. It would work."
"The press would go insane."
"Can't happen, York. We simply cannot allow it to happen."
DeVille returned in a rush. U.S. Customs had been notified by the authorities in Bermuda 10 minutes after the flight departed for San Juan. Trevor would be landing in 18 minutes.